This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The government today asserted that sufficient stock of fertilizers, crop seeds and agrochemicals are available across the country for Kharif season, despite the West Asia crisis. Additional Secretary of Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Dr. Maninder Kaur Dwivedi, stated this while addressing the interministerial meeting in New Delhi this afternoon on recent developments in West Asia. She informed that over 185 lakh quintals of Kharif crop seeds are available across the country. She also said 46% of fertilizers is already available as the opening stock for the current Kharif season. She added that sufficient quantity of agrochemicals is also available in the country.
The next major input which goes into agriculture is fertilizer. The projection which has been done with the states in consultation with them is for an area coverage in this current Kharif for 1391.71 lakh hectares of area. Basis on which the requirement of fertilizer has been worked out, which would be 390.54 lakh metric ton, and 46% is already available as the opening stock for the current season. India is one of the larger producers of agrochemicals. Sufficient quantity of agrochemicals are available.
Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Civil Aviation, Asangba Chuba Ao, informed that the aviation industry has welcomed the government's decision to moderate the aviation turbine fuel ATF price increase for domestic operations. He said the government has implemented the limited increase of 25% on ATF prices for domestic scheduled carriers on domestic routes. Welcoming the decision, Air India has termed the move a thoughtful and timely step that brings relief to the aviation sector in these unprecedented times, while IndiGo said it marks a meaningful way forward by enabling greater stability for airlines and more affordable travel for customers. Meanwhile, briefing meter Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said the government has made arrangements to ensure adequate crude supply for the next 2 months. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the Indian Embassy in Tehran has so far assisted 1,171 Indians in their movement. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry. Single-phase polling for 126 constituencies in Assam, 140 seats in Kerala and the 30-member Puducherry Assembly will be held on the 9th of this month. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed poll rallies at Gogamukh and Biswanath in Assam today, ahead of the assembly polls. Mr. Modi said in the last 10 years of NDA rule in Assam, the state has witnessed significant progress. He alleged that the Congress allowed illegal immigrants to settle on land belonging to indigenous people. Senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra addressed public meetings during her day-long visit to Assam today. Speaking at a rally in Shivsagar district, Priyanka alleged rising living costs are burdening citizens. The Parliament has passed the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Amendment Bill 2026, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today by voice vote. Minister of State for Corporate Affairs Harsh Malhotra moved the bill, which aims to further amend the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code IBC 2016. The Upper House passed the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026 by voice vote today. Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityananda Rai had introduced the bill last week, which aims to regulate the general rules governing the recruitment and conditions of service of Group A General Duty Officers and other officers in Central Armed Police Forces. President Draupadi Murmu today participated in the self-enumeration initiative of the government for Census 2027 at Rashtrapati Bhavan. The president self-enumerated her household details on the portal in the presence of Home Secretary Govind Mohan, Registrar General and Census Commissioner Mrityunjay Kumar Narayan and other senior officials. In IPL cricket, chasing a target of 142, Delhi Capitals were 40 for 4 in 7 overs against Lucknow Super Giants in the 5th match of the tournament at Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Karna Stadium in Lucknow when reports last came in. Put into bat first, Lucknow Super Giants were bowled out for 141. And with that, we end this news bulletin.